News. I'm Laura Winters. Power outages possible along the East Coast this weekend as New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut gear up for the first snowstorm of the season. Heavy rain expected in the Southeast, a wintry mix in Washington, D.C., and parts of Virginia. To politics now, the U.S. Supreme Court will take up the Trump Colorado ballot case on February 8th. While on the campaign trail in Iowa, Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis asked if he thinks former President Trump should be removed from the ballot because of the January 6th riot at the Capitol back in 2021. DeSantis says Trump hasn't been convicted of anything and warns removing him could lead to President Biden being removed from Florida's ballot for letting millions of illegal aliens into our country via our southern border with Mexico. Here's DeSantis.
You could make a case, and I'm actually looking at this in Florida now, could we make a credible case that Biden, because of the invasion of 8 million. And again, I don't think that's the right way to do it, but I think if this is going to happen for them, what I don't believe is fighting with one hand tied behind your back. Whatever the rules are applied to us, we're going to fight back, apply the rules the other way.
Meanwhile, President Biden campaigning Friday in Bluebell, Pennsylvania, saying former President Trump's campaign is all about Trump and not the future.
Democracy is on the ballot. Your freedom is on the ballot.
And former President Trump, with events in Sioux City and Mason City, Iowa, mocking Biden.
That's why Crooked Joe is staging his pathetic fear-mongering campaign event in Pennsylvania today. Did you see him? He was stuttering through the whole thing. He's going, he's a threat to democracy. They've weaponized government. He's saying, I'm a threat to democracy. He's a threat to democracy. What?
This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
We are learning that Grammy Award-winning singer Michael Bolton, best known for his song How Am I Supposed to Live Without You, revealing that he was diagnosed with a brain tumor and had immediate surgery before the Christmas holiday. In a note to his fans, he says he'll be taking a break from touring to focus on his recovery. Bolton, who is 70 years old, writing on Facebook, I am now recuperating at home and surrounded by the tremendous love and support of my family. It's been a real eye-opener for voters who perhaps tune into the mainstream media and do not see the daily invasion at our southern border with Mexico. This week, the story harder to ignore, with many Republican lawmakers and some Democrats touring our southern border where thousands and thousands and thousands of illegal aliens continue to pour into our country unvetted, the Biden administration absolutely looking the other way. Here's USA's Ryan Daniels.
60 Republican congressmen led by new House Speaker Mike Johnson take time to tour the southern border in Eagle Pass, Texas.
From California to Maryland, from Michigan to Florida, every state in America is now a border state.
Meanwhile, the White House is piling blame on Republicans.
Speaker Johnson continues with the House Republicans to make this a political issue.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republicans rejected President Biden's supplemental funding request, but Republicans argue there also needs to be significant policy changes to slow down the flow of immigrants.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.